He says, "Not a thing." Mark walks back to his friends, head hung, scowling. A few of them look in my direction. Smirks appear. Then they start walking towards the forest, a slow, methodical march. 25 guys in costume, receding in the distance. To kill time, I walk back to the center of town with Henri, and we eat dinner at the Hungry Bear. When we walk back, the sun has set, and the first trailer piled with hay and pulled by a green tractor takes off for the woods. The crowd has thinned considerably, and those left are mostly high schoolers and free-spirited adults who total 100 or so people. I look for Sarah among them, but I don't see her. The next trailer leaves in 10 minutes. According to the pamphlet, the whole ride is half an hour long. The tractor going through the woods slowly, the anticipation building. And then it stops, and the riders are to get off and follow a different trail on foot, at which point, the scares begin. Henri and I stand beneath the pavilion, and I again scan the long line of people waiting their turn. I still don't see her. Just then, my phone vibrates in my pocket. I can't remember the last time my phone rang when it wasn't Henri calling. The caller ID reads, Sarah Hart. Excitement rushes through me. She must have entered my number into her phone the same day she entered hers into mine. Hello? I say. John? Yeah? Hey, it's Sarah. Are you still at the park? She says. She sounds as though her calling me is normal. That I shouldn't think twice about her already having my number, despite my never having given it to her. Yes? Great. I'm going to be back there in about 5 minutes. Have the rides started? Yeah, a couple minutes ago. You haven't gone yet, have you? No. Oh, good. Wait, so we can ride together. Yeah, definitely, I say. The second one is about to leave now. Perfect. I'll be there in time for the third. See you then. I hang up, a huge smile on my face.
Be careful out there, Henri says.
I will. Then I pause and try to bring lightness to my voice. You don't have to stick around. I'm sure I can get a ride home.
I'm willing to stay and live in this town, John. Even when it's probably smarter for us to leave, given the events that have already happened. But you're going to have to meet me halfway on things. And this is one of them. I don't like the looks those guys gave you earlier one bit.
I nod. I'll be fine, I say.
I'm sure you will. But just in case, I'm going to be right here waiting.
I sigh. Fine. Sarah pulls up 5 minutes later with a pretty friend who I've seen before but have never been introduced to. She has changed into jeans, a wool sweater, and a black jacket. She has wiped away the painted ghost that was on her right cheek, and her hair is down, falling past her shoulders. Hey, you, she says. Hi. She wraps her arms around me in a tentative hug. I can smell the perfume wafting up from her neck. Then she pulls away. Hi, John's dad, she says to Henri. This is my friend Emily.
Pleased to meet you both, Henri says. So you guys are off into the unknown terror.
You bet, Sarah says. Will this one be okay out there? I don't want him getting too scared on me, Sarah says to Henri, motioning to me with a smile. Henri grins, and I can tell he already likes Sarah.
You better stay close, just in case.
She looks over her shoulder. The third trailer is a quarter full. I'll keep him safe, she says. We better get going.
Have a great time, Henri says.
Sarah surprises me by taking my hand, and the three of us rush off towards the hay wagon 100 yards away from the pavilion. There's a line about 30 people long. We get to the back of it and start talking, though I'm feeling a little shy and mostly just listen to the two girls talk. As we're waiting, I see Sam hovering off to the side as though contemplating whether or not to approach us. Sam! I yell with more enthusiasm than I intended. He stumbles over. You coming on the ride with us? He shrugs.
Do you mind?
Come on, Sarah says, and motions him in. He stands next to Emily, who smiles at him. He immediately starts blushing, and I'm ecstatic he's along for the ride. Suddenly, a kid holding a walkie-talkie comes over. I recognize him from the football team. Hi, Tommy, Sarah says to him.
Hey, he says. There are 4 spots left on this wagon. You guys want them?
Really?
Yeah.
We skip the line and jump up onto the trailer, where the 4 of us sit on a bale of hay together. I find it odd that Tommy doesn't ask us for tickets. I'm curious as to why he let us skip the line altogether. Some of the people waiting look at us with disgust. I can't say that I blame them.
Enjoy the ride, Tommy says with a grin.
The kind I've seen people wear when told something bad has happened to someone they despise. That was weird, I say. Sarah shrugs. He probably has a crush on Emily.
Oh, God, I hope not, Emily says, and then fake gags.
I watch Tommy from the bale of hay. The trailer is only half full, which is another thing that strikes me as strange, since there are so many people waiting. The tractor pulls away, bumps along the pathway, and drives through the entrance of the forest, where ghastly sounds come through hidden speakers. The forest is thick, and no light penetrates other than what shines from the front of the tractor. Once that is off, I think, there will be nothing but darkness. Sarah takes hold of my hand again. She's cold to the touch, but a sense of warmth floods through me. She leans over to me and whispers, I'm a little scared. Figures of ghosts hang just over us from the low branches, and off the drive, grimacing zombies lean against various trees. The tractor stops and kills its headlight. Then come intermittent strobes that flash for 10 seconds. There is nothing scary about them, and only when they stop do I understand their effect. Our eyes take a few seconds to adjust, and we can't see a thing. Then a scream shoots through the night, and Sarah tenses against me as figures sweep around us. I squint to focus, and I see that Emily has moved next to Sam, and that he is smiling widely. I'm actually a little scared myself. I put my arm carefully around Sarah. A hand grazes our backs, and Sarah grips tightly to my leg. Some of the others scream. With a jolt, the tractor turns back on and continues forward, nothing but the outlines of the trees in its light. We drive for another 3 or 4 minutes. The anticipation builds, the foreboding fear of having to walk the distance we just drove. Then the tractor pulls into a circular clearing and stops.
Everybody off!
The driver yells. When the last person is off, the tractor pulls away. Its light recedes in the distance, then disappears, leaving nothing but the night, and not a single sound other than what we make.
Shit!
Somebody says, and all of us laugh. In total, there are 11 of us. A path of lights turns on, showing us the way, then turns off. I close my eyes to focus on the feel of Sarah's fingers interlocked with mine.
I have no idea why I do this every year, Emily says nervously, her arms wrapped around herself.
The other people have started down the trail, and we follow. The pathway of lights occasionally flickers on to keep us on our way. The others are far enough ahead that we can't see them. I can barely see the ground at my feet. 3 or 4 screams suddenly ring out in front of us.
Oh no, Sarah says, and squeezes my hand. Sounds like trouble ahead.
Just then, something heavy falls on us. Both girls scream, and so does Sam. I trip and hit the ground, scraping my knee. Tangled in whatever the hell the thing is, then I realize it's a net.
What the hell? Sam asks.
I tear straight through the twisted rope, but the second I'm free, I get shoved hard from behind. Someone grabs me and drags me away from the girls and Sam. I break free and stand, but I'm immediately hit from behind again. This isn't part of the ride.